Hey, this is a good Paul Simon number to start off this hour here at CKEY. Loves Me Like a Rock, that's called. 11 minutes after 4, good afternoon. I'm Eddie Luther, be with you till 7 this evening. Hey, got a neighbor here at CKEY by the name of Pat Murray. Pat, along with Madam Pat, is here from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, weekdays, with more good music on 590 Radio Toronto.
There's never been a better time to buy a new car or truck.
Never better!
And here's the lady of the hour, Diane Pepper, with traffic.
Who's always better. Good afternoon, Ed. How you doing?
Just great, Diane.
Good. Listen, we've got a couple of slowdowns around Metro. First of all, it's extremely warm out there, so if you're driving through the water, I hope you have your water wings with you. We'll continue with more CKEY traffic coverage for the Toronto Star. Buying or selling, get the fast results with Star Classifieds. Call 368-3611.
Once four beautiful children were brought into the world
from pocketbooks.
Parades, pageants, sunset ceremonials, and dazzling processions on Parliament Hill.
So come on, everybody, get up and discover your haunted hill.
And if you call that number that he gave, you know, you might get an answering machine. Let's, hear a song about one of those gadgets. Here's Rupert Holmes.
I'm so sorry you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in the press and I'm sure you know this whole team.
So sorry you reached my answering machine, Rupert Holmes. Well, we'll try again a little later.
See you real soon.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30. I'm Phil Godin, CKEY News. Prime Minister Trudeau met with the Queen and British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher today, both
at CHFI. Beautiful. At 98.1. Thank you very much, Kim. It's 10 minutes after 5. Hello there, I'm Stuart Hill, and we've had a fairly pleasant day. Sunshine this morning. Clouds rolling in now, and as Kim said, showers tonight. So if you're planning on remaining downtown or heading out later, take along your raincoat or your umbrella. All right. Music now from the Cooper Brothers, all the way from Ottawa, and I'll know her when I see her. CHFI in Toronto, 14 after 5 is the time.
Is that it?
That's it, kid.
That's all you've got to say. Well, that's keeping with the rest of your show. Westbound on the Gardner Expressway, busy. Westbound Queen Elizabeth Way, slow through 427. And in the east end, here's Russ.
Traffic northbound on the parkway is still very busy from about the Queen Street area right on up to halfway between Don Mills and Eglinton. You want the right price on a good used car? Check with Budget Car Sales, $9.99 Danforth. For a low mileage, well-maintained car, your number one at Budget.
Noodles, noodles.
Eaton's Festival of French Fragrance. A bientôt.
Time is 17 after 5. I'm Stuart Hill. This is CHFI. Boy, the economy's in a mess, huh? Inflation, recession. Well, as the economists say, you pitch in and do your part, and I'll pitch in and do my part, or we won't have a part to pitch in. Some memory music from the Beach Boys. Love that stuff. Love that stuff.
Now,
don't worry, baby.
Now, if you listen in stereo very carefully, what's the one thing you notice? That the Beach Boys put the vocal on the left and the orchestra on the right. All the old groups used to do that. They would ice, that was their two-channel stereo back in those days.
This is David Lennick, and he knows everything.
Ah, now I know that this Saturday is going to be Lefty Day. This is going to be a very important day in Toronto called Southpaw Saturday, and all the famous and infamous Southpaws of Toronto are going to organize, and they're going to have a rally, and they're going to have a whole day of festivities down towards the village by the Grange. Now, this is on the left side of McCall Street, naturally, looking south, and some celebrities are going to be around. Now, apparently, there are quite a few left-handed people in town, like Don Herron, Merle Shane, Marion Engel, Warner Troyer, Gordon Pinsent, Johnny Wayne, Barry Morse. They are all expected to attend the luncheon in honor of some of the lefty celebrities. Do you know somebody has come out with a left-handed piano? No, I... The keys go from right to left instead of left to right. This is a fellow named Gene Buck in Orem, Utah, has come out with a left-handed piano with the low notes on the right, the high notes on the left. Now, that to me is ridiculous. If ever there was an instrument that doesn't require you to be either right-handed or left-handed, I mean, you either play the notes and they're there or they're not. But he has now presented his concerto in C-flat major for left-handed piano. The score is written from right to left. Right-handers have to hold it up to a mirror. Ooh. But Peter Nyman, who is also going to be at this festivity on Saturday, has come out with the Lefty's Survival Manual, published by Bantam Books. He'll be the guest of honor there. He's the president of Aristera, the left-hand people. And Aristera, by the way, there I say, not only means left-handed, I think it means superior. I think they're trying to tell us something.
Well, I've never in my life.
Just sells lefty
never
products.
In my life.
They've got left-handed desks.
I have a good mind to storm out of here right now.
Left on.
Oh,
sorry.
I think we got some music from Boney M. here. If I can, I'll cue my producer with my left hand. It works. Look at that.
Son of a
I always use my right before, and the left hand
use
works.
Use your left. It'll play the music faster.
This is amazing. We should rearrange the entire studio so it goes from left to right, or right to left.
Well, I want the mic over there. Now, what do you say we move the phone down here and...
Okay.
That's quite the young voice, that lady. Frère Jolet. This time I've given it all I got from 790 CKMW. 17 minutes past 1 o'clock with Frank Wood on this Friday afternoon, the 11th of July, coming your way at 2 o'clock, of course. Roy Van Hurd and much more of the best music. And indoor tennis is now open at the Ken Giles Recreation Center. That's at 364 Bartley Bull Parkway in Brampton and opens at 9 in the morning. They offer pay-as-you-play lessons with advanced bookings available. For information, you can call 451-2581.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere
man's for nobody. 1968 Memories, The Beatles, Nowhere Man from 790 CKMW. 22 minutes past 1 o'clock with Frank Wood. Coming up next, Eva Almos and Lifestyle 790 this afternoon. How not to gain weight after you quit smoking.
Don't take me half the way. No, because then I'll just have to come back by bus. I don't know what that means either. Good morning. How you doing? 7:21, traffic in a minute here at CKFM.
Have you heard about the greatest giveaway? Also in Richmond Hill and Whitby.
East Queen Elizabeth Way, slow going from Mississauga Road to Cawthra. TTC and Go Transit are both running to schedule. Over 100 of Canada's leading food companies will be participating in the food show of the year, Dominion Food Fair 80, in the Automotive Building Exhibition Place. See you at the fair.
Okay, Lorna. Yeah, coffee's here, Lorna. By the way, the boss just brought in the coffee. Thank you, boss. I really, really appreciate that. It's quite an honor, really, sir, for you to bring in the coffee. God, I love your outfit. You're stunning. Stunning in basic black. Oh, son of a gun. You are... The way he swirls his cape, it's incredible. Cloudy with sunny periods today, high about 60, 46 Fahrenheit, 8 Celsius.
Well, you woke me from a dream about you. Leave me now.
Before my heart finds out. Gene Cotton, 7:25. And the Dazzling Tom thing here at 99.9 CKFM. Headlines and sports and traffic coming up at 7:30. This is James Last and The Seduction. That's the love theme from a movie. Yes, indeed. Called The Seduction. Don Sims and Frank Dre referred to it as State Fair. I don't even know if we'll be able to see that. Can you believe it? Well, there they go, gang. 7:31 at CKFM. The Dazzling Don thing at CKFM. I said that twice. John McFadgen, you're from Scotland.
Indeed.
Do you ever play rugby?
Not very much. In fact, the only time I ever played it was in Canada.
Okay, when two teams are scrambling around for the ball, what is that called?
Scrum.
Oh, you're smart. Thought I had him, folks. I really thought I had him.
That wasn't tough.
Well, I never heard of it before. Picture in the paper this morning. It says, players from the Toronto Rugby Union visiting Gloucester Rugby Club scramble for the ball after a scrum. I thought that was a scrimmage. I never heard of scrum before.
Well, no, you see,
Some kid comes home from school and he's hurt and he says to his mother, I got my black eye during a scrum. And she says, well, stay out of those kind of places. But I never heard of that before. A scrum.
Listen, if you'd like to tell us more about rugby, we could forget about the news.
Well, it sounds rude. No, you tell us about the news.
All right. It's 8 degrees Celsius in Midtown. The weekly Treasury bill auction, which determines the Bank of Canada floating rate, will be held today and could result in further reductions of prime by Canadian chartered banks. Now, sports. Here's Murray Alden.
When the Blue Jays could have used some rain about the first inning of last night's game with the Seattle Mariners, there wasn't even a good-sized cloud to be found. And that's CKFM Sports. 7:37.
You're taking all I got and now you're leaving. Ooh, baby, don't go.
Oh, baby, don't go. 7:40. 20 minutes before 8. Carla Bonoff, CKFM. And coming up this Sunday, if you're going to be in or around town for the long weekend at the Brampton Flying Club, Sunday at 2, the Ontario Aviation Historical Society's Great War Flying Museum opens for the season. They're going to have some World War One fighter planes up there in the sky. Billy Bishop and the Red Baron and all those guys will be up there, just like in the movies, just like in real life, I guess. That'd be fun. Have you ever seen those, the old planes, the biplanes and the triplanes? Oh, neato stuff. Well, there you are. Get a chance to go over there on Sunday, see them flying around. See Snoopy up there. He'd probably show up, too. You know Snoopy.